It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part 1.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino. RX 93.1.
And good morning, everyone.
Hello, good morning.
It is a Thursday.
Yes, it is.
After the rainy Independence Day.
I know.
Yesterday. It was a little gloomy.
Gloomy, very gloomy. But I don't think it dampened the celebrations.
No. Everyone still did their whole...
Yeah, and everyone seemed upbeat yesterday. It was weird because I've never seen celebration of Independence Day quite like that, on Twitter at least.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was greeting everybody.
That's nice. I mean, yeah. I don't remember it being like this as well.
Right?
And people never really... Is that like Christmas?
Yeah, nobody paid attention.
Where people greeted everyone?
Yeah.
So it's nice that, you know, we are actually very more aware of independence.
And you're sick.
I know.
Oh, no.
It's horrible. I hate it.
Well, it's not like we can rest... on the weekend.
I know.
Because you got work. It's going around because Alvin was also sick, so you can tell how it was passing on.
I know. And my throat really hurts.
Yeah, that's Cooper really, has it too. Really, really he starts coughing.
Yeah, I hope I don't though. I haven't yet. Knock on wood.
Knock on wood.
It's really, really painful.
Oh no. Okay.
It's like I'm swallowing
needles.
Razors.
Really?
Yeah. It hurts. Okay, so we've got a top 10 for you today. And thank you to Ra Ra Ulala who suggested this. We are looking for the top 10 stupid things people say on FB.
Stupid things. There are a lot. So many.
Actually, nakakatawa sometimes yung... It doesn't matter who's right or wrong. But sometimes when people rant...
Uh-huh.
That was you're like, it's a little embarrassing.
What do you mean?
When they rant about somebody, yung mga nagpaparinig kind of status updates.
But why would
mali-mali yung grammar.
Oh, the grammar. Oh,
so
yeah,
sometimes
well.
You're like cringy. You're like, yeah. Ooh. But because you can feel the anger.
Yes.
But nababawasan yung impact kasi.
Yeah, because it's not, the grammar is all wrong.
Exactly. So, among other things.
Yeah.
Among other things. It's a little, because you know, it's... Regardless of how many years Facebook has been with us, it's still a new thing. Thinking out loud.
Yeah.
And it's a very new phenomenon where we get to let other people have a sneak peek at our thoughts.
Yes.
Or at least what we want them to think
we're thinking. This much access to how you think. You know what I find weird is that you could know someone for years and years and then you see them, you add them on Facebook and it's as if a whole new side of them comes to light.
Well, good or bad.
Doesn't matter.
It's just different.
Yeah, it's different from who you think they are.
Yeah.
Of course, we're talking to people who didn't have Facebook before, but there's a generation who's always had Facebook.
Facebook, yeah.
So they wouldn't understand. But if you're just a little more mature,
mm-hmm.
you would remember a time when people...
Because I remember when... I remember the exact moment, the advent of Facebook.
Yeah.
I remember we were boarding with Karen.
Karen, yeah.
And she was always on this thing called Facebook. And I was
she
like,
kept poking people.
Yeah. And what's that, like slapping with a salmon or something? Or
no,
trout?
A trout. And also somebody would throw her an octopus.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And I was like, what is this thing that you're so like into? And she kept like really bugging and, you know.
Yeah, this was around 2005, 2006.
Exactly. When she boarded with us on the Morning Rush. And then I put up an account and I opened my account and I was like, okay, so what do I do now that I have an account? So I left it
open.
I just left it there. I just
dormant?
Completely abandoned it. And then believe it or not, this new jock suddenly just added me and that got me started. It was actually Gino. Believe it or not.
Okay.
But he was already an RX, but you know, we didn't really know each other that well.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when he added
You didn't
me,
know that love would blossom.
No. Na magiging future kami pala. No, but when I checked it out, I was like, oh, it's Gino. So it got me back into Facebook. By that time,
okay.
There was like more stuff happening.
Yeah,
so
and
I was
more
like,
people
oh,
were on
look
it.
Look at that. Oh, look at this. And then, you know, that's how it started. For me, at least.
Yeah. I don't even remember, actually.
At all?
I don't remember.
I remember. That's how I started again.
Oh, I don't remember. Because I remember when I got onto Twitter. Because I was pretty active on Twitter. But anyway.
All right, so the top 10 stupid things people say on Facebook. Okay, fine. If you want to put Twitter, might as well. But we'll just call it this.
Okay.
For the sake of labeling it.
Yes.
For the hashtag. The top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Just key in RX, space your entries, and you send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag stupid things people say on FB.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Del, and Gino.
The Morning Rush.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. RX93.1.
All right. We promise to have the news ready for you after this song. I miss it. This is Lil Wayne featuring Bruno Mars with Mirror. Something to go with a cloudy weather. Everybody, good morning and welcome to this Thursday. Today is June 13, 2013. My name is Del. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
4 days left before your birthday.
And I'm sick.
I know, you're so sick today. Oh man.
Or maybe that's why I got sick. Because I didn't want to, you know.
You don't want another birthday.
And I have an excuse not to go to work on Monday.
Guys, no fair.
Hey, if I'm sick, that's fair.
No, it's not fair. No.
Yes, fair.
No, it's not fair.
If I get sick, it's not my fault.
Well, I'll plot to be sick on my. I don't have to. I'm giving birth.
Oh, nga pala. Yeah.
Hey, good morning, guys. It's time for the news here on The Morning Rush. All right, she's at it again.
Again, and she's running out of creativity.
After a brief period of calm, Amanda Bynes is hurling insults on Twitter again. This time, Miley Cyrus and rapper Drake, who she previously complimented, are the targets. Amanda tweeted, posting a photo of Miley from the recent Billboard Music Awards, quote, "You're ugly," at Miley Cyrus. This seemingly out-of-nowhere tweet was preceded by slamming Drake, saying, quote, "Is that an ugly face or what?" And then she also tweeted that with a photo of the rapper. She again tweeted, "I only like at Drake because he's so ugly. His ugly cheeks at the EA conference. Fine, he is not, but he knows he's ugly. I've spoken to him." She then added, "This is my Twitter. I say whatever I want. Thanks." Now, in other Amanda news, it appears her future career in music continues. She says, quote, "I'm so looking forward to recording my album and going on tour. I can't wait to see you all at my concerts." That's what she said.
Seriously. Seriously.
Sorry,
it's getting old.
Yeah, and it's not even, you know, when Charlie Sheen was going through it. It was real. This one seems like, I think it's an act of desperation.
Yeah. And you know, the fact that she has an album coming out tells you why she's probably doing this. Because who cares if there's an Amanda Bynes album?
No class, no art to it. I mean, some people have probably...
Calling everyone ugly.
And you should talk.
I know.
You're not exactly the most beautiful girl in the world.
Well, I think she knows it. It's just that, you know, like you said, it's an act of desperation. And, you know, anything that will get her into the news. Because, you know, like, okay, she's a train wreck. She has an album out. Okay, let me buy it just to see what kind of a train wreck it is.
Ew.
You know, it's like anything.
To sell.
Okay, before this, nobody was even talking about her. If she were to release an album,
it would get ignored.
It would be nothing. At the very least, you have the curiosity factor going on right now. So, definitely, she's got better chances now than she did before she went cuckoo.
I'm not even compelled to follow her for her craziness.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, some people, they're falling apart, they're unraveling, and you want to be there to watch. I mean,
like when Charlie Sheen, I wasn't following him.
Me too,
but
I followed
him. When he started
him.
Going crazy, I was like, oh, I got to follow this guy. I just want to see how crazy he is.
It's just sad.
It's just, well, to use her words, it's just ugly.
It's ugly. Yeah, it really
it's
is.
It's not fun.
And it you won't feel good at the end of the day after this.
I know.
That's the news, the first one today here on the show on this Thursday. It's so cloudy outside.
Really?
Yeah, so we'll see what we can do about it. Maybe you want to set the music to this day.
Maybe.
Either you want to negate it by requesting for something upbeat.
Yeah.
Or just going full out like cloudy weather in your soul.
Ugh. I can't
you can,
handle
you know.
This.
Just include hashtag RX request. All right. You got the Morning Rush live and airborne at 8. Make that 6:28 right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thank you to Rara Ulala for suggesting this. The top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Okay, so we've got a lot. So let's just jump into it and give you some of the early entries. Let's start off with... you have to forgive me. I'm getting it straight from the computer. From Camilo. Please retweet.
On Facebook.
On Facebook.
Sometimes that comes out because your Twitter is linked to your Facebook.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah.
And you can, you can share on Facebook if you want.
Now, I'm shy to share some things. Like, I saw a quote from Teresa Herrera. Mm-mm. And I wanted to tweet it, but I don't want it to seem like I'm... I want it to be how she posted it so that nobody will ever mistake that it's mine.
Oh, okay.
That she had posted it.
But if you click on the share button,
it will show the
picture.
It'll
show that it's from her, not from you.
Oh, great. Even if we're not friends on Facebook, because it's... Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can share.
Do you want to hear it? I took a picture instead.
Oh, okay.
It's really nice. I mean, especially when you're feeling down and out and... You know, just feeling like, what the heck is going on in the world? Nothing is where you think everything should be.
Yeah.
And then she posted this, and I just thought, wow, this is really nice. She says, this was on Instagram. Eventually, all things fall into place. Until then, laugh at the confusion, live for the moments, and know everything happens for a reason. You know those
until it gets there, of course it's not going to make sense.
Yeah, and the time that you're going through, like, why am I like this? Why do I feel like this? Why do I say this? It's all confusing, but at some point in your life, it'll make sense. So until then, just enjoy it.
If you're growing up and you're like, why can't I find a girl that I like? Eventually, lalaki pa. Looking back in retrospect, you're gonna be like, that's why I couldn't find any girl that I actually like.
We might be laughing at it, but for some gay guys, that's how it was.
That's how it is. Yeah.
And Camila says, I am sad, but I don't want to talk about it.
Pero pinost
mo na I am sad. Now, obviously, people.
Hello, nagpapapansin.
And Ziris, wait for it. Ziris, wait for it. Okay, anyway. When you recap what happened the whole day, yung ginawa mong blog yung Facebook. Like, if it's a little
too long
and too detailed and too, like, I went to the grocery and then I bought ganyan. Ang mahal na mga pilihin.
Tapos yung wala namang... Say.
And there's no point.
Oh my gosh,
it's really
just
a recounting of what
happened. Thank God I didn't do that yesterday.
What?
Because I wanted to give people the blow-by-blow, thinking that it makes... I mean, obviously, people might not need to know what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I cooked my first ever quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
And brownies. I baked
brownies. And the recipes are okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
People might want to try it out themselves too. Pero yung talaga literally, I paid my Meralco.
That's a little much. And
then saka parang wala naman siyang talagang highlight.
Literally, it's
nothing new.
It's more of like you're just really narrating what happened in your day, but there's nothing of interest.
Kasi kaya, you cooked your first ever quesadilla. Parang there's a point there.
And
it's
there's
your first attempt.
Yeah. And I wanted to post a picture of my face. I was sweaty and I looked like, you know, I hadn't...
You had an afterglow.
Because you were sweaty and you had a smile on your face.
Yeah.
Kula na lang may sigarilyo ka pa.
A cigarette in my No, nothing like that.
Yeah. Cigarettes and...
But I felt so with purpose.
Yeah.
No, but I know what you're saying. Like, some people would post things that are like, so
it's
mundane. Like
literally, it's a schedule.
You know, that's even worse on Twitter.
You know, like, what you should comment when they post something like that? You say, you know, please don't pull us into the boredom that is your life.
Yeah.
Unfriend. But that's even worse on Twitter. You know how some people just turn it into like a blog?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a micro blog for a reason.
A reason.
And sometimes parang you'd argue the whole point of tweet longer.
Right.
It kind of takes away the whole point of Twitter, where it's only supposed to be
short bursts
of information.
Or if you're ever gonna do that, it has to be for something special.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can't take the multi-part tweets.
I'm guilty.
Tsaka plus, baligtad siya.
Yes.
When you see it on your timeline,
right.
You have to look for the first muna sa
pinakamula. Or okay lang yan if
and
like,
read upwards.
Di naman parate. Like, let's just say parang...
I like it when they put part one, part two. Para at least hindi ka na mahirapan mag-piece together nung long.
Note to self, put part one, part two.
And don't do it often.
Yeah, don't
not
do it often.
Kasi that's the... Ano,
mag-vlog ka na lang.
Mag-vlog ka na lang. Or Facebook. Kung kailangan mo talaga ng mas mahaba na ayaw mo magumawa ng vlog.
Right.
Si Gawengtor says, yung... Obviously, pag online ka, green yung dot sa tabi nung...
Yeah. Your name.
Mo, diba? Tapos makakakuha ka ng message na, online ka?
No, sabagay. But sometimes kasi people leave their Facebook on. And they're not at home.
Hindi, pero wag online ka.
Are you
more
there?
Of like, are you there?
Yeah, that should be the proper
kasi
question.
Online, obviously, online ka. Maybe you're not at your post, but you're online. And also, Ilad Villanueva says, I once saw this. Stop tagging me with your chain statuses. Pwede. Please tag 5 friends and you'll be lucky for the rest of your life.
Stupid. It is stupid.
O si Coengtor says, got my credit card. Woot woo. Then may picture nga ng credit card.
Ay, tanga.
tapos not a good idea.
Tapos sa baba na nakalagay yung address mo.
Hindi, yung likod. Tsaka yung likod.
Yung address,
last
yung
security code.
Oh my gosh.
You know what's worse is there
tapos
was
may
a...
may copy ng signature mo.
Yun, kasi a certain credit card company would put a copy of your signature in front. Do you remember?
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
As in?
It's generated in the...
Yung parang sa passport, sa license.
It's there in the front of your credit card.
Yeah. That's weird.
Yeah.
Because I got the whole point of the photo for the credit card. Because at least, you know, when people
they know.
They would see that it's not you.
And then Kavilo says, I can't stand my boss. Tas nakatag yung boss. As a friend just sa Facebook.
Oh, yay.
Alam mo, masyado tayo na sanay na tinatag natin
whoever it is.
Yeah. So instead, like, yeah, celebrities. Imbis na putting the celebrity's name, you put the...
At.
And also, OMGN says... sorry. From Ilad Villanueva. Hoy, puro ka parinig. Duwag ka naman. Harapin mo ako kung sino ka man. Tamaan ka sana. Pero nagpaparinig.
Pero nagpaparinig din sa...
diba? And so, what's the point?
What's
pinaringgan
the point?
Mo yung nagpaparinig sa'yo.
Child, the very thing that you hate about them
is what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly what diba? You're doing.
And also, that guy Mark X says, share if you want to go to heaven. Continue scrolling down and go to hell. I've actually seen this. Yung parang, if you just keep going and skip over this, you will have like bad luck for the rest of your life.
I hate yung mga ano, yung mga chain messages na it's a story like about blah 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 blah, parang it's about a little girl ganyan ganyan and eventually the little girl dies tapos na parang if you don't share this
you don't...
she will come to your bathroom at ganyan ganyan. I was like tanga bad trip.
Akala ko sasabihin
ako rin
akala magmumura ka.
Sasabihin ko lang dapat tang yun lang napapajuice ka eh.
Oh my gosh, I thought you were going to say it. Were you about to say it?
No.
Gusto rin niya mag, pag birthday mo, tapos wala ka. Ayaw din niya. What's the point?
Alam mo, if you're
it's
not
your special day.
Seriously though, if you're not gonna be here for your birthday, I think we should just not go.
Tinan niyo, what if I get sick, ha?
We shouldn't go to work. Parang ano yan eh, form of protest.
Form of protest?
Not against you, but against the world.
Disease.
The universe and disease in general.
And viruses.
For striking you down on your birthday.
Ay, sus.
Well, not down.
Well, down in bed.
Ooh.
Ooh, strike me down.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 stupid things people say on Facebook or FB, yung hashtag it, comes from Seiko Entor.
He says,
so nagpost siya, no? 7 minutes ago, baby's first step. Tapos 6 minutes ago, baby second step. 4 minutes ago, baby's third step. 3 minutes ago, baby's fourth step.
Please, no, please.
I know. You should have stopped with one.
I know. But natin naman yung first day. After that, parang, okay, naglalakad na siya.
That's mga years down the line, no? Baby 757 step.
Trillion whatever step. Alright, so if you want to join us for the top 10 stupid things people say on FB, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or you can tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag stupid things people say on FB. And can we just sing it one? Very similar kasi to an entry. I am Mabel Dita. Mm. Yung, if you love God like this, ignore if you don't.
I know.
Sorry.
Hindi, di ba? Pero
hindi kasi annoying. It's like,
and
really?
Do you really think the think God who cares? Created the universe would care about your tweet?
At saka that you liking the post
tweet,
na...
The tweet, the
so hindi naman siya nakatag.
At God.
At God.
And then, diba?
Good point. Diba? Alright, 6:49. Monster Radio RX 93.1. Nothing is as simple as telling someone I'm still into you after all these years.
Aww.
After the worst time, I'm still into you. Aww.
That's sweet.
Yeah, very sweet. And hey, you were talking about something?
Yes, can we just thank everybody for hashtagging? We are trending in the Philippines.
Hey, okay, nice. Nice,
our
nice.
Hashtag stupid things people say on FB. Yay. Thank you.
I guess that means there's a lot of stupid things being said on Facebook.
Actually,
I'm guessing so.
Nababasa ko na siya. As in, it's all there. Ang daming entries. I mean, that's what I mean.
Oh.
Sobrang dami ng entries.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
6:59. I don't mind anymore.
Yay!
Yay!
Nako, wait for July
4. Oo nga, no? Independence Day.
It's going to be all about Dell.
Oh, whatever. 7 o'clock.
Magpapa-fireworks tayo sa booth.
Dapat may ano tayo, barbecue. Diba, that's what you guys
can we, ano? Can you? Since it's a tradition for you naman. I mean, can you bring over like barbecue on that
no.
day?
You know what?
Or the next day. Kasi they do the...
Grilling on the Bobby.
They grill on that day.
No,
so the next day
grilling on the Barbie is Aussie. No, I was... You know what I was going to do for your birthday?
What?
I was going to labor all weekend to cook you something special.
You were gonna go into labor. Na. I was like, oh, that was so quick.
I was like, wow, okay, she's going to labor.
No,
and for you.
I'm going to work.
Oh, go.
Ayoko, after all the... Why would I do that now?
Because the Americans are the sole superpowers in the world, and you know, you've got the power.
Starting to mind again. 7 o'clock.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. And thank you to everybody for hashtagging stupid things people say on FB. It is trending in the Philippines. Yay.
Nice.
All right. Here we go. Let's start off with... it's so painful. The top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Thank you, Rara Ulala, for suggesting this. OMGN says, when people say, who wants a fan sign? On Facebook.
Right. Saka
parang, if you're not a celebrity, why would people want
a fan sign?
Actually, even if you are a celebrity, it's kind of weird.
I think people would just ask you for one.
Yeah.
Just wait for them to ask. Obviously, if nobody's asking, then you assume that nobody wants one.
Nobody wants one. And if you're the one who has to offer it, it's not saying
so
much.
Weird. Yung ano nga eh, hinihingan mo na eh. Ayaw ka pa bigyan.
Sino bang hinihingan mo these days?
Hello, nagpaparinig ako. Si Cooper kaya, ang tagal ko nang gusto ng fan sign, hindi mo ako binibigyan ng fan sign.
He doesn't know how to write.
You write it for him and then take a picture. I've been asking for a fan sign. You've never done it.
What?
As in, binubulong ko pa kay Cooper. Sabi mo nga sa nanay mo, bigyan ko.
Kaya pala.
Dapat kasi,
ayaw nga pala.
Just
tell your mama. Tell your mama to make a fan sign.
You know what he knows?
A fan sign.
Remember he did this video about him counting in Tagalog?
Yeah, my favorite.
The other day, he started... Uno,
ay, sus.
Dos,
wow.
Tres, cuatro.
Where did you pick that up from?
Oh my gosh.
Dora?
No, he doesn't know Dora.
My favorite is the si
And then if you say ocho to him, he will laugh.
Really? Well, it is a funny word.
Ocho?
Seis, siete, ocho, and then he'll giggle.
Really?
Yeah, he
What's
finds...
What's so funny about ocho?
Video it!
Huh?
Video
then
it.
Where'd he get it from?
I guess somebody taught him, not me.
Who?
I taught him German.
I'm Spanish. Maybe he got
have a Mexican gardener at home or something?
Yeah. I wish. I mean, not
a hot Mexican gardener.
You grow up in Madrid.
In Madrid. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
No, and then.
And I did promise him that we'll go bullfighting when he grows up. In my home country of Ramakata.
What?
It sounds Indian. Ramakata.
Is it parang Arabic?
I wanted to.
What was this, in Persia?
I was going to say Catalan or something. It's parang nawala. Ramakata. Here we go. Let's do from series Wait For It. Yung merong picture na maganda naman siya. Tapos nakalagay, sorry, ang pangit-pangit ko dito. Una-una, if you really felt that it was an ugly picture,
I doubt
you're not going
it.
To post it.
Right.
Yeah. So for you to post it, obviously you think it's okay. And
unless,
then you go,
unless it's a throwback Thursday. I hate it! It's a Thursday.
Oh, it's a Thursday.
Nakalimutan ko eh. Pinaalala mo pa. Meron akong ano.
Alam mo, I hate the last one you posted.
I super duper
hate it.
Which one was that?
I don't want to tell you. You know your sins. You confess.
The last one that you posted was...
It was just the most horrible.
Diba yung naka-green polo? Yung kayong...
Hindi. That's not the last
Sabi
one.
Sabi mo, bakit ang puti natin?
Oh my gosh.
It's like the worst picture ever.
Kasi kulot ka.
Why do I look like that?
I don't know.
Did I ever look like that?
Tapos yung kulot mo lang yung nasa ilalim?
Hindi naman.
Was it kulot everywhere? No, I mean on your
just
head.
On my-
Ay, nako.
And why were my arms like that?
What were your arms doing?
It was big. I don't have big arms. I look so weird.
Oh, wait for the one today. Ang nakapila kasi
I hate
parang,
it.
We
I
have
hate
a picture it. Na para tayong nagde-date.
What?
Yeah.
Dami nyo kayang ganun.
We were in a restaurant para tayong nagde-date.
Parang ang Gino Chico lang ang peg.
Yung pag,
Gino Chico pag in-Indian tayo ni Del.
Nahuli na naman kaming nagla-lunch together. At muntik na kami mag-lunch together na naka-couple shirt kami na pareho kami ng shirt.
The checkered
lunch
one?
Talaga tayo.
Hindi, di ba tinanggal mo?
Yeah, I just took it off.
Okay, took it off naman. Can you imagine if we actually...
If we actually went... Oh
you
my
went
God.
Shirtless?
No!
I had layers.
Oh. Di ba?
You're such a lesbian.
What?
Kasi most lesbians
layers. Hey, you know what?
Layers.
If I could, I'd wear like a white V-neck. But I can't. So, it's not a choice.
Why can't you?
It doesn't look good.
On you?
Yeah.
Have you tried?
Yeah, we want to see your cleavage.
Wag baka may insecure ako.
May insecure si Del.
Do you have hair on your chest?
Kahit buntis yan.
Do you have hair on your chest?
You do?
Oh,
yun, yeah,
not a lot.
Mo.
Not a lot. I mean, well...
Tufts?
Not really. I mean, I shave it kasi.
Why do you shave
what?
It?
I don't like body hair.
You're such a girl.
On yourself.
And on other people.
What about Henry Cavill?
Oh nga. Oh
what
my gosh.
She's so pabalbon niya.
Body hair, ah.
Napakabalbon.
What about
pero in a
Henry
good way, ah.
Oh, pero hindi pangit. Hindi yung tipong ano, parang Austin Powers na.
No, not at all. Parang tamang
parang
sprinkling.
Lang.
Parang din drawing.
Sprinkling.
Parang stubble on your chest.
Nagiging, yun.
Ito nagiging dyan.
Yun.
Yun.
Hindi, parang tamang-tama lang eh. Parang, kumbaga yung porridge ng mga... Bears.
Yung mga bears.
Hindi yung
hindi masyado mainit, hindi masyado malamig.
Tama.
Yung sa middle lang.
Hindi, actually medyo too hot. Sebastian says, somebody actually posted on their Facebook, guys, bibigat ba tong laptop pag nag-save ako ng maraming files?
Parang Zoolander lang. The files are in the computer?
Nakakainis! Tapos Leifi says, throwback! Pero yung picture niya from last week.
Ano ba?
Pero I see this, ha? Pero hindi naman last week. Like, kanyari, 2013. Tapos they post pictures from 2012. Diba parang that's a little too...
Well, depending recent. On it's, how young well, you are.
Throwback na ba yun? Hindi, kasi it's a little weird. It was last year. If can we post a picture from last year and say throwback?
It's not... Well...
Parang dapat
technically
kahit
kasi, it's still...
It's not that big of a throw. Not strong of a throw.
Kasi actually, if we were to take the etymology, throw, parang medyo malayo.
Malayo.
You don't throw something.
E paano kung
drop,
mahina ka?
Ayun. Drop back.
Drop back Thursday.
Drop back
or
lang.
Puny throw back Thursday.
Diba? Kasi pag throw, parang you're talking kahit papano naman, like kahit a decade man lang away.
And that's 2 years old sila, half their lifetime.
Oh, well.
Was a year ago.
Pero the thing is kasi, pero pwede rin kasi kung throwback Thursday tas last year pero ang drastic nung change.
Nung change, yeah.
Like,
right.
Let's just say,
hindi,
Charisse,
kamukha nila
kung
eh.
Nag-throwback Thursday sa ng last year. Sobrang
actually,
laki
kahit
ng,
earlier this
kahit
year.
Kahit earlier this year lang.
You still look like a girly girl.
It would look so different.
That's true.
Ilad Villanueva says, status niya, semicolon, tapos open parenthesis. So, a sad face.
Mm-hmm.
So, may nag-comment, oh, why? What's up? What's wrong? Tapos ang sagot nung nagsulat tong sad face, none of your business.
Oh,
Lam, di ba nakakairita?
Oh.
Tapos,
don't post it.
Sebastian says, a friend posted, oo nga no, I can't see my forehead without using a mirror. YOLO.
What?
Anong sense, no?
Tsaka what's with the YOLO?
Tsaka ba't YOLO?
YOLO.
Obviously, hindi mo makikita noong mo.
Hindi niya siguro na-gets ko ano yung sabihin or how to use YOLO.
Diba? Super Wobby says, a friend posted, ang ganda ng trailer ng Insidious 2. Thriller.
Oh, trailer!
Ay, pero thriller.
But oh my God, did you see that new ano? Did you see the trailer for the new one from the same guy who played the guy in Insidious? Has a new scary film.
For film?
Scary for ano yan, pampatangkad.
Hindi pag natakot ka, natatangkad.
Scary fur.
Uminom ka ng scary fur. Ha! Yun!
Tumangkad
na
ako!
Isa pa. Hey!
Tapos matangkad ka, sabi sa'yo, siguro takot na takot ka ng bata ka.
Hindi, tapos sabi nila, wow, ang tangkad mo. Tuwag naman.
Tuwag naman. Scary fur.
Ano ba ininom mo? Scary fur.
I know.
And the top stupid things people say on FB comes from Leifi.
Leifi says
nagpost siya ng picture tapos OOTD. Araw-araw nagpo-post siya OOTD.
Okay.
Outfit of the day.
Uh-huh.
Eh naka-uniform naman siya.
Ano ba?
So isa yung itsura niya.
That's so stupid.
Kaya ka nag-outfit of the day kasi
iba-iba
yung suit mo. It's so stupid.
Hindi, naka-school uniform siya pero nag-outfit of the day.
Pero para ang sarap gawin, para lang maasar yung mga tao.
Pang-asar lang, no? Kaasar. Alright, so the top 10 stupid things people say on FB. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 222-2299 or send it to 2299. Or you can tweet us.
Alam mo, kumita na yan last year kaya tayo nanalo ng ano eh.
Oh.
Best radio show sa OMG Yahoo Awards.
Oh.
I don't think it's gonna...
Doo-doo-nine-nine. Dinamihan natin ngayon, mas kailangan natin.
Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. Pili ko buong show, dapat ako ganun tayo.
9-9, okay? Please, vote for us.
Alright, let's see.
Puro kami second, please.
Sige na, please. Vote for us.
Mahirap
kalaban natin this year. Hindi kasi masa
baka
station.
Kaya. Baka naman kaya.
Hindi, masa as against our category, it's really difficult.
Malay mo.
Because you're talking about numbers when you're voting.
Oh, ito na. Boto nyo.
Hindi kaya.
Boto nyo kami.
Kaya yan.
Huwag nyo nga kalimutan ha. OMG Yahoo Award. Best radio show.
Ano yan ang...
Ano? Boto na!
Desperate times call for desperate
numbers. Oh my gosh!
Numbers.
Ano ba?
Mga Repa Peeps!
San ka, Jejehan? Please listen. Alright, let's do this.
Mail. Fail. The Morning Rush.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush.
Part 2. Hello, hello, guys. Good morning. It's time again to get updated here on The Morning Rush. My name is Del. The man of the hour. That's who we're going to talk about this hour.
I mean, parang
immediately.
Ito yung topic natin, parang nawala yung mga clouds.
All right, the man of the hour, Henry Cavill, endured brutal days while filming Man of Steel on location in Vancouver. because of his skin-tight Superman costume.
Ooh. And boy, was it tight.
The actor told the New York Post that because of the time involved in getting into the outfit, which clung to him like an alien body glove. How does he know that? Has he had an alien body glove?
Or a clingy girlfriend.
I'm guessing body glove, like the
brand.
The dive suit.
Yeah.
But it's alien looking.
And he's Superman.
Yeah.
Well, his bathroom breaks because of that, because of the what do you call that? The costume?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
His bathroom breaks were limited, and he had to drastically reduce the amount of any liquids that he was drinking. He says, quote, "It's quite a tight suit. Going to the lavatory wasn't the easiest thing. It would take some time to get in and out. I'd have to wait. While filming in Chicago, I could drink as much as I wanted because I'd sweat, and it would be fine. But Vancouver, where it was cold, I got one bottle of water every half day. Brutal."
Wow.
Man of Steel opens in theaters in North America on Friday.
Of course, we're lucky. We got to watch it yesterday.
Ahead of time. Yeah.
Actually, Monster Movie premiere was the day before.
Mm-hmm.
But it was showing in theaters yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
We caught the first showing. Oh my gosh, pila na. And then by the time we were done,
my God,
I was like, meron pa bang seats? Because you should have seen the lines.
Yeah.
In Eastwood.
Yes.
Well, oh my
gosh. I saw the...
Sorry, go ahead.
The IG, the Instagram photo that Saab was...
Yes.
Yeah,
well,
she was...
Well, Saab was in the mall. We were in the City Walk, too.
Oh.
There are two, like...
Sets. Yes, two cinemas.
And both, apparently, were, like...
Packed.
Insane.
Right.
And then it's so weird that in the morning, because we were gunning for the 11:30, but we got the 12:10. Yung mga 8 p.m.,
yes.
9
sold
p.m.,
already.
10 p.m., wala na.
Yeah.
It's all blue. As in, wala.
I was at Rockwell yesterday.
Right.
The line.
Insane.
You know where Data Blitz is?
Yeah, yeah.
It was that far.
That's insane.
And that was at like 11 in the morning.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I guess that's worse. Kasi kami noon, parang when we got there, okay pa eh. Pero like within like 10 minutes, nandun na siya sa maze. Where you enter into the cinema, nandun na yung pila.
Crazy. Crazy.
As in, and
crazy.
Because my friend tried to get a pair of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
It was sold out.
At saka a lot of them.
Until nighttime.
A lot of them went in the morning to buy tickets
for the evening.
For the evening.
And it was in all the Makati malls. Like,
okay.
Greenbelt and Glorietta.
Sa ano? Sa Eastwood, both, like, there were 7 cinemas, diba?
Hmm.
Like, all 7.
Crazy.
Were Man of Steel.
Well, now that I think
sold
about
out.
It.
Sold out.
Because I was in the Glorietta area yesterday, and there was incredible traffic around Glorietta 4, which is where the cinemas are.
Yeah.
So it's probably that, too.
Yeah. Grabe. And especially we came out of the movie, mga 3. Insane. Just trying to get out of the area. Because diba, there are like restaurants on both sides. May pila in the middle of that where you walk.
Yeah.
Tapos there are people buying food on either side. So talaga parang... Palengke.
No.
Kasi talagang was so packed.
I don't know if it's going to elicit the same response in the United States. I hope so.
I think it will.
Because
pretty sure it will.
I really think it will.
Because Superman hasn't been that exciting
well,
a
Brandon
franchise
Ralph,
compared to... Yeah, he was too dry.
He was too
boring.
Dry. I mean, people are... A lot of people are giving comments na parang he's like the male version of Kristen Stewart. But I don't think so. I wouldn't go that far. I mean...
Yeah, he had facial expressions.
Who? Henry Cavill?
Henry Cavill. Yeah. They're saying he's so blah as
no,
Superman.
But the thing
but
is...
I disagree.
But and with Superman has to be.
He kind of is like
he
that.
He kind of is. But
yeah.
I would like to think that he gave naman more
for
dimension.
Because sure. You know Christopher Reeve? I loved him as Superman. And not just because he was the Superman when I was young.
Yeah.
But also the way he handled the... You know, when he would be such a klutz.
Yeah.
But he had a knowing look because he's really Superman inside, right?
But this is different, though. You know,
very
when
different.
You watch it, it's very different.
You know, like what also, like, I
without
guess
giving away spoilers.
What he would suffer from, I mean, Henry Cavill, is that it's just such a strong supporting cast. I mean, everybody else was just so good.
You've got Russell Crowe, Kevin Foster, Diane Lane.
Kevin Costner
Kevin
was so good.
Kevin
Costner?
Oh,
he was
the
so
dad.
Good.
He's Jonathan Kent.
Oh, he's Jonathan Kent.
It reminded me of like why I liked him you know,
right?
when he was new.
Right.
Yeah.
I suddenly got reminded of like Dances with Wolves and you know
Waterworld.
I almost forgave him for the Waterworld mullet.
Actually,
hey,
know,
there's another one that I like. No Way Out.
No Way Out was so
no
good.
No Way Out
Sean
was
Young?
Good.
I
yeah,
never
Sean.
Got to watch that.
Oh my gosh.
And he looked so handsome and his
Field
white...
of Dreams.
Field of Dreams.
Hello, the bodyguard.
Ayo nga.
Hello.
Talagang choice nito. Isa.
Okay. Someone's turning gay.
One of my all-time favorites.
Any day now.
Is that Dances with Wolves.
Yeah.
One of my all-time favorites.
But yeah, I really like the dads.
Strong cast. In this one.
The dads were so
The villain amazing. Was great. The dads were great. Everybody, like the strong.
You know, you guys talking about it like this today, it's going to drive people to go catch it. The ones who are not decided yet, at least.
Because I know a lot of people are saying na parang, but to a certain degree, kasi Superman, to begin with, isn't very emotional, especially when he's Superman.
At saka he's not as dramatic as Batman.
Because Batman is emo. He's
not supposed to have like an angst because he's perfect.
Yeah, and he's supposed to be what people
strive to be. Right.
Dapat talaga batak siya. Ay, sorry. May pinag-usapan natin.
All right. On that note, Man of Steel is showing here in the Philippines and Friday in the United States. Can I just send out a greet to someone in Baguio who found our little talk about getting people to vote? She found it hilarious. Hello to Rika.
Hello,
Gino, you have to say hello to Rika.
Yeah, hi, Rika. Wait, are you saying hi to Rika Kamebayashi?
No, Rika May.
Okay, because I'm also saying hi to Rika, who is a friend of mine.
In Baguio?
Who's also tuned in. No, she's not in Baguio. That's why I was like, wow, is she going to Baguio?
No, but...
But she also found it funny. From the scary fart to the Jeje Gino.
I know. Well, we'll see how else we can get you guys to vote for us.
I know, right?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know.
May battle cry na tayo.
Oh, sige, go.
Simulan na ba natin?
See ya.
Mga katoto! Boto-boto, pag may time!
Diba? So natin is BBPMT. Boto-boto pag may time.
What were you saying? The Mike and Rika's type of line that you were saying?
Ayan.
Boto-boto!
Ang pinaka-okay sa mga boto-boto.
Ayos ang mga
yun.
Boto-boto. Pag may time.
Pag may time.
Diba? So, sige na, please.
Yeah. Wala. It's hard to go.
Ang ganda na.
Because we're going up against Masa Station.
Guys, please vote for us on the Yahoo OMG Awards. And don't forget, mga katoto, boto-boto, pag may time. Ayun.
Dapat din yung ayaw sang boto-boto, pag may time. So, sige na. We can do this.
Yeah,
we can do this.
Okay. All right. We'll be back with more news next hour. Let's see. Justin Bieber caught flirting with another celebrity on a photograph.
Ayan naman.
Yes. All right. We'll give you the news next hour. For now, enjoy the music right here on Manila's Hottest RX 93.1. I miss the fray. Don't you just miss them?
I know.
You found me. You found me. A common sentiment when you finally find...
Kasi usually, I found you.
Yeah.
So it's nice na parang...
Pero may galit ako sa The Frey eh.
Bakit?
Dahil sa Game of Thrones. Kay Walder Frey.
Ay. You know, I was watching How I Met. I was going back to other episodes last night. And Klaus?
I don't even know Klaus. Oh, wait. Was he the boy of Robin?
No. The one that Victoria was supposed to marry. The German dude.
Who's Victoria?
The baker that left Ted to go to Germany.
Huh?
Oh, never mind.
Was she the girl that Ted was gonna marry? Tapos, no, that was a karate guy.
No, this, anyway, this guy was saying, it's hard to explain because you guys are not watching, so never mind, I feel so frustrated.
Hey, can we just say hi to Chef Char, who's doing
Hey, good morning,
hey,
Chef
good
Char.
Good morning, Chef Char.
He's on the way to shoot the third season already of Curiosity Got the Chef.
Oh.
I saw him on a van.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
Like, he wasn't in the van, but he was on the van.
It was a billboard of sorts.
Nice. Van board.
Ay, pwede rin siyang bavil board.
Shefferman.
Okay. Let's take a break.
Okay, let's take a break.
When we come back, we'll have the top 10 for you.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monster. balance to Radio RX 93.1. As promised, the top 10, but we would like to greet some people first.
That's right. Let's just greet a couple of people who are tuned in. Let's say good morning to I am Alpha Charlie, who says, tune in all the way from Palawan.
Hey, hello.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Why is she saying, hope to meet you all in August?
Maybe she'll be in Manila in August.
Ah, akala ko, i-fly in niya tayo sa Palawan.
Oh, pwede rin yun. Pwede rin. Game na game kami dyan.
Hey, also hello to Eliza Bear, who's most likely on her way to work, if not there yet. Greeting coming from Ranny the Pooh.
8 Kirk 8 saying hello and happy birthday to Random Tony and Alan Cruz. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday. And I don't know if he's tuned in, but Doraemon in Canada, I just started using his Pasalubo for us.
Oh, yeah.
He gave me a MAC lip gloss. I love it. It wouldn't be the color that I would buy because I never think it would fit me.
Yeah.
But since he gave that to me and since I started using it, I haven't used my other glosses.
And you're the one person who cannot leave the house without a lip thing. She looks sick.
I always look sick. Plus, I have moles on my lips, so...
So, naka-lip gloss ka na niyan?
Hindi pa.
Hindi pa.
Not today. Because I still have to eat.
And it's really like when you see her, like, oh, are you okay?
Well, you don't look
sick. I just don't have... No, she looks pale.
But I look pale. So, usually people say, are you feeling okay? It's just that I don't...
Mukha siyang nahihilo. Alam mo yung parang when you're about to faint, parang...
Like, you lose the color.
You lose the color in your lips.
Saying hello to Ken Karotz, who's also saying hello to the brother-in-law, BJ Claren. Happy, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Alan Ruiz just tuned in also, so hello. Oscar De La Hopia saying hello to Hi JK.
And also Oscar
Happy birthday.
He was saying that you can vote for the OMG Yahoo Awards via text.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what he was saying.
Yeah,
so for those having a hard time voting via online, you can vote through text.
And I know, like all...
All servers?
All servers.
Telcos. Yeah.
Remember, like last year, it was only one. Ngayon, parang all you can.
Oh, nice. Jagger G saying hello to the Empire and the entire Familia Batalla and to the Weird Ones also tuned in. Good morning to Jay Ryan. Bagong gising lang sa office. that's nice. And last one for now, Gerald G. Betonio saying hello and good morning to Charles Dominic Bustamante. Good morning.
Good morning. All right, let's thank Rara Ulala for suggesting the top 10 stupid things people say on FB. And thank you for making us trend in the Philippines. Camilo says, kainis yung ATM. Ito yung actual status niya. Kainis yung ATM. I entered the correct pin pa naman, 3267. Tapos no money came out. Good job.
Good job.
Good job. Rara Ulala says, like for One Direction, comment for Justin Bieber, share for Chixer. Don't you see this?
Yeah.
If you like, it's for a summer.
If you comment, it's for someone else.
Okay,
so.
Somebody just tweeted now I understand the tweet. Because somebody just tweeted that to us earlier today, something about you, me, and Chico. The three of us, like one for
parang,
comment.
Parang like for Chico,
comment share
for Del, share for Gino.
There.
Parang ganun. And also, my actress person says, may picture, tapos nakalagay, no filters. Pero mukha na nga siyang pongkan na may hepa dahil sa pagkasepia ng mga pics na pinapost. Pero nakalagay no filters. Ha? Pero kulay orange na siya sa kaka-filter niya.
And you just know when there's a filter.
You do.
Yeah.
You do. And Custer Winston says, hello followers, please follow me.
Labo followers
he's
na
already, follow, yeah.
Number one, kung followers na sila, obviously,
they're
naka-follow
following
na sa'yo.
You.
And if you're trying to target the people who don't follow you, obviously they
can't
won't
see it.
Read that. Kasi they don't follow you.
Maybe they don't understand Twitter.
Maybe.
Because it's not like a chat room where everybody's there
everybody
and you can
there.
Say, please follow me.
And let's see here. From Lytle Gato. No, from Aljon. Somebody once posted on Facebook, never don't give up.
Wow. And it's just, that's how resilient you should be.
Yeah, the double negative means give up.
Give up.
Never don't give up.
Oh, di give up na. Oh.
Ay, naku.
And also, Aljon also says, somebody once posted, summer is my favorite month of the year.
It's not a month. It's a
it's
season.
A season.
It's a season. Dude. FYI. FYI. Also,
can we just say hi to Linus, who's tuned in, who goes, you know when people like their own status message?
Yeah.
On
it's
Facebook.
Oh, no, that's kind of, it's kind of weird.
I mean, obviously, you like it. That's why you
that's
put it
there.
That's
why you posted it.
El Mitaño says, the other day, ang post niya, sad, period. The next day, sad, period. Tapos today, sad, period. Tomorrow, alam nyo na.
Alam na natin kung ano.
Parang, I think we get it.
Hindi siya, right.
Six months, okay na yun.
Oh, I guess just be sad on your own.
A little bit, a little bit.
No, I mean, that's the thing about being lonely.
Yeah.
It's such a solo activity.
Yeah.
It is true. Hindi kasi people want an audience sometimes.
Because
you want an audience for you being lonely.
But you don't really want to be solved. I mean, you don't want to solve the loneliness, really.
Uh-oh.
You want an audience. You're right.
Oo nga, no.
Sometimes we like our loneliness.
I know.
It makes us feel special.
Di ba nga sabi nga nila, if you realize just how many people are lonely, you won't feel so
lonely.
So lonely.
So singled out. And, so right. And to a degree, so special.
It's just that some people hide it well.
Yeah.
Hide it very, very well.
And they're really... Well, I think some people din kasi thrive on being alone.
Yeah. They hate
I mean, to
it.
A certain degree. Na alone in the sense na they're not tied down to anyone.
Yeah.
Na, they're just... I don't know. They're just free spirits, I guess.
Or they actually like being alone.
Because they get to do whatever they want to do.
And they're sad, but they don't necessarily want to be with someone.
Yeah.
Si Kawenter says, guys, sino bang teki dyan? Bakit pag tinatype ko yung password ko, nagiging asterisk?
Pero there's a, what there's site is that? Uh-oh. There's a site.
To turn it off?
That it will show you, I think, is it Facebook or Twitter? Or one of the...
Well, I think on the map, there's an option.
Oh, yeah. That you can show the password.
Show
ah,
password
really?
Yeah, there's a show password. Instead of asterisk or the dot,
yeah,
it will show you the... Oh, when you're logging onto a Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
To Wi-Fi you can do connection. That also, right? Yeah.
Al John says, somebody posted, I'm feeling really, really stupid. Tas may nag-comment. First comment, don't worry, we believe you.
But you know what? That's exactly what my brother would say.
Diba?
If I tweeted
yung hindi
that.
Papatulan yung, or rather,
papatulan
yung,
but in a funny way.
But only the closest friends will do
but
that.
But I like that.
I like that.
Just to get you out of the,
slump out of the funk that you're in. Yeah.
And also, Ilad Villanueva says, ito na lang. Fat kid inside. Nagpost ng selfie pic, eh, walang nag-like, wala rin nag-comment. After an hour, dinilit niya.
Ay.
Kasi sa akin parang if you're posting it, it's because you're posting it, not because you want people to like it.
Not because you want people to acknowledge it or anything.
They want to comment. Wala, gusto mo lang mag-post.
Although I guess deep down inside, that's kind of what you want to achieve.
Pero not the only reason. Kasi if that's the only reason, i-delete mo talaga. Mm. Kasi what if nobody cares? Diba?
Pero that's the whole draw of social networking eh. Na parang
people will comment.
People will comment and people will
Say something. Or like it.
Either people will say something bad or say something good as long as you connect to people in a certain
in some
you know
way.
What I mean?
Pero to delete it, parang
don't na delete it, panindigan
mo na lang.
Don't
delete it, just leave it na lang. Kasi nakakahiya eh, parang ay, walang pumansin. Sige, di-delete ko na lang. So, I don't know, I cringe.
Alam mo, when I make mistakes on Twitter, I don't delete.
Mm-hmm.
I just
put it in the comment.
Or I just say, no, I'll correct myself in the next tweet.
Yeah.
Ako, I do it. I delete it. Mm. And even on...
Unless it's for business. Like, for example, you know, when you do something because of it's a requirement.
But I can't stand it. Oh, I can't stand looking at the timeline.
Tapos yeah, when somebody corrects me,
if it's,
I'd rather let it stand because I'm okay.
If it's an Instagram or Facebook, I just put it sa comments.
Ako rin.
Kunyari, little na one T lang. Then I just put the correction in the comments.
Yeah.
Okay na yun.
Asterisk. L-I-double-T.
Di ba? Parang okay na yun.
Kasi I'll just copy it talaga and then erase it and then post it again.
Mm.
For Renee Boy says, yung mga nagpo-post ng nasty pictures like sugat, I mean, like, why? Nobody wants
I'm guilty.
To see sugat.
But
if it's too gross.
Hindi naman gross.
If it's too gross.
No, I had this bite a couple of months ago on my...
The spider
base.
Bite?
Oh, I don't know what it was. And it was really getting worse every day.
Or kunyari, you got a cut above your eye. Kunyari, ano ka, MMA ka or something. Tapos, look at my ano. It's okay. Yeah. Kasi, yun diba, parang ano eh.
Pero diba, sana wag naman yung mga ano, yung mga tipong kakapasok ko lang ng oplanduli.
Tapos ew, yung sugat. Ano ba?
Hey,
not allowed.
You would be surprised.
Not allowed.
Not allowed. You'd get... You'd
on
get,
Facebook?
Oh, you'd be reported.
If someone reports you.
They will see
but
it.
But I think they will see it. Yeah.
Do you really think that Facebook checks each and every single profile?
Kasi I've heard...
Kasi alam ko, it'll stay there for maybe a day or so.
And then some...
Tapos
yeah.
some it'll
the system
get,
will... Ah, no. Uh-huh.
Blue Gray says, I read this in somebody's Facebook status. My sister and I had a great bondage moment.
Ay, nako!
Baka naman tama.
Parang may napanood na akong...
baka hindi, naman.
Bonding.
Oh, bonding.
How sure are you?
Bonding.
In this day and age.
Tapos, sister bonding. And I had a great bondage moment. Tapos may link.
Ay! And the top.
Lam na!
Or had a great bondage moment. At you're such a lucky guy.
Ay, nako. And the top. Stupid things people say on FB comes from Ilad Villanueva.
He says,
yung mga mas mabilis pa magpalit ng relationship status kesa panty.
Hey, nako.
Actually, it is annoying.
At least yung panty no, once a day lang.
You know how there are couples who are really like that? Yung their relationships are so come and go.
Diba? Well, meron talagang volatile.
They're always breaking up and then they're always... So parang eventually, like, you're just like,
I
okay.
I think if I had that, if I had Facebook already during one of my relationships...
You would have that too.
It would be like that.
Parang on and off.
I'm guilty.
Alright, so...
Can I just say hello to Alan Agustin? He's tuned in. And
hi,
to the mom, also tuned in, stuck in traffic.
Hello!
Because apparently TAF traffic is crazy today, so...
Well, everybody's back to school.
Yeah.
A lot of students are back to school today.
I know.
Thursday. Mm.
So, the top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Just key in RX, space, your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag stupid things people say on FB.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush, part 4.
All right, here we go with the news. We did tease you about Justin Bieber getting photographed flirting with someone. Who that someone is? Miley Cyrus.
Whoa.
At a night spot. Mm-hmm.
Maybe he read the Maxim.
Nako Bieber.
Justin Bieber has been photographed flirting with Miley Cyrus at a night spot. The star is single following his split from Selena Gomez. While Miley's engagement to Liam Hemsworth has repeatedly been called into question. Wait. It has been claimed they're going through difficulties, although she is still wearing her ring.
So wait, so Justin Bieber and Selena are officially broken up again?
Again. Diba? On and off.
Kasi diba, like, the last time on Instagram, they were back together, and then...
No, they're off.
Yes.
Canadian star Justin partied up a storm in Los Angeles Sunday night with Miley also in attendance. The venue is at the Roosevelt Hotel, and Miley is said to have spent much of the evening there. Justin rocked up at around 1:50 in the morning, and according to TMZ, he zoomed straight over to talk to Miley at her table. Quote, we're told the two hung out for roughly 15 minutes, laughing and flirting together, and they both left the theater at the same time, just after 2 in the morning. It's unclear where they went after the show.
But she's quick to deny it.
Well, of course.
Because she is engaged.
She is engaged.
And she did say, I'm engaged, FYI.
Uh-huh. She's still, spoken for.
Still. Because everyone say, like, quote-unquote, sources from different publications have been saying, it's official, it's off. But, well, she's saying it's not.
That she's still wearing her ring. Yeah. Right. Mm. Well.
Ay, nako, Bieber.
I know, he's really...
Pero okay lang yan. At least Selena Gomez is single now.
Well, that is true.
I feel like I have a chance.
Talagang feel niya, no? I feel I have a chance.
Feeling ko lang naman.
Mm. Well, that is the fantasy.
And she's getting, di ba nga, she's going the sexy route, si Miley.
Miley, right. Everybody's going bad.
What?
He posted on Instagram.
What?
There's a photo of him like all wrapped up and whatever. And then I was supposed to post a photo of never mind. I'll just post it on Instagram anyway.
Chico is feeling sick.
I'm getting
today.
Worse.
Yeah, because when I woke up, you were still okay.
I just felt sick, but like no fever, no nothing. Parang in the middle of the show, parang.
I think it's Gino.
It's getting cold.
What do you mean? Excuse me.
No, because Alvin was sick for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And he did feel crappy, he was saying. But this morning, he felt better. And now I think it's your turn.
I know.
Oh, no. Who's next? Anyway, that's the news here on The Morning Rush. You got CDNG doing The Morning Rush with you on Manila's hottest, RX 93.1.
Boto-boto lang, pag may time.
Alpha Males on Air. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today.
Can we just say happy, happy birthday from at Jedi Master EJC?
Ah.
Tama ba?
Yeah.
Yeah, can I have a greet on air? Just a birthday request from me.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And to the questers. Somebody tweeted. Sorry, I wasn't able to get the names. But hello to the questers. I don't know if they're like the questers. Questers?
Yeah, the
spirits.
Spirit questers.
Also, maybe. Well, happy birthday. I mean, hello to you guys.
Hello. And also,
not
hello
to the spirits.
That's just to the questers.
Just to the questers, not the spirits, please. Hello as well to Bot De Leon. She's tuned in. Hi, Bot.
Hello.
See you tomorrow.
Happy birthday to Jonah Angela Bagaporo. Happy birthday coming from Nolan 17.
Hello to Henry Cavill, in case nakikinig siya.
Hello.
Oh, so hello na rin to Emily Ratajowski.
Henry?
Ang ganda ng pangalan, no? Ratajowski.
Ratajowski.
Henry?
Hindi lang yun yung maganda sa kanya.
Ay, nako.
Sige.
I take these blurred lines.
And hey, hello to Heckler.
Hey,
Heckler. He's like, I miss this show. Hello, The Morning Rushers.
Oh my gosh, I was laughing at his tweet yesterday.
What was his tweet?
Sabi niya, the Republic of the Philippines, today, June 12, the Republic of the Philippines turned, don't quote me on the number, pero something like 115 years old.
115.
115 years old. So it is now the front runner for the Philippine Senate. Ay, mami ko bad ka, Heckler.
Ay, no.
Natawa talaga. Ay, nako. So happened yon. That was his one of his tweets. All right. Let's start off. Oh, thank you to Rara Ulala, the top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Let's start off with Hey Jubes. Status mo, I'm sick, can't go to work. Location, Sogo Hotel.
Ade, baka kasi he wanted parang room service. Kasi
mahirap. Or ayaw niya ma-infect yung housemates niya.
Exactly. Ay, pwede ha.
Diba?
You're right. Hmm. Tapos, Ilad Villanueva says, so daming tao here sa Times Square in New York. Ah, pero it's just so gulo. I think I'll just go home to Manila. Location, Pasig City.
You know, we had a classmate before.
Oh my God.
Batchmate. Na parang, a friend of ours called him during the summer break because we were gonna ask him to like go out and whatever. So parang tawag siya, parang, uy bro, nasa ka, ganyan. Pupunta kami ng mall, ganyan. Sama ka. I can't, bro. I'm in the States. Blah, blah, blah. I'm in New York right now. Tapos bigla, brrrr, may tricycle.
Oh my gosh. Alam mo, nangyari na rin yun dun sa, I know of, not my personal friend, pero a friend told me, yung friend nila, ganun din daw. Supposedly, nasa States, tapos tumawag, ang lamig-lamig daw, ang daming snow.
Why would people do that?
Tapos dumaan din yung tricycle. So, sabi parang, yun? Tricycle ba yun? May tricycle ba sa States? So, ano yan? It was a motorcycle, ganyan. Tunog, tricycle lang, ganyan. Tapos walang mamaya may dumaan,
Kula na,
wala kang escape.
Uling-uli.
Ano yung binibenta ng mga
Hindi ba binato?
Hindi.
Ewan
ko. Pero
binato
di ba
or
parang,
tinapay.
Pero snacks yun, di ba?
Oo,
like tinapay or something.
Di ba ano rin yun? Busina ng jeepney?
No, yung horn with a bulbous...
Binato.
Yung ba yun?
Yes.
Kasi alam ko yung sa busina ng jeepney.
Usually bicycle yun. Na merong that old school horn.
Ah, the
black. They press it. Ganun yung tunog. Unmistakable.
Or ano? Tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan-tan
Hindi, hindi, bro. Ano yan eh? Worldwide kasi ang taho!
Taho! Taho!
Siguro pala ikaw. Ang dami din naman nagbebenta dito.
Tapos, hindi kasi, yun ang uso ngayon sa LA. Yung mga nagtatawa tapos yung balon.
Blood. Lahat talaga.
Alam mo, I don't get why people would lie about that.
I don't know. Maybe attention. So that, attention and then just so parang,
they feel saucy.
He's in the States now. Parang ganun. They feel saucy, I don't know.
It would be so scary because people will know.
Yeah. Mm. Tsaka there's, you're bound to,
You're bound to be seen.
Mm. I think that was more doable kasi back then.
When you didn't have Facebook,
when you
Twitter,
didn't have Facebook, yeah. Twitter,
Instagram.
And you couldn't,
yun, like,
photos weren't that easily taken.
Yeah. Another supposedly out of the country person, sinabi niya sa barkada niya, when another friend passed by the house, nakita siya papasok.
Yeah.
So, mahuhuli ka eh.
Yun nga, I don't get why you would lie so, about something lang. That you would so easily be caught.
Kiko Monster says, hihihi, baka mahuli ako ni crush na nagsustalk ng pictures niya. Tapos nakatag. Nagpapahuli.
Nagpapahuli lang talaga.
OMGN says, Iled Villanueva says, there's a friend na checked in at Shangri-La Boracay. Tapos yung pinakaunang comment dun sa post na yun, it's the mom. Anak, tumawag yung apartment sa Boracay, puno na daw sila. So one, apartment lang siya nagbubok. Two, nasa Manila pa siya. Wala pa siya sa Boracay.
Huling-huli.
Just checked in pa. I know of a group of people, they didn't lie. They're just saying, having a great time here in Boracay. And the picture was in front of Discovery Shores. Mm. They didn't say they were staying there.
Yeah.
But that was the picture.
And it leads you to believe that they're staying there.
But they were staying in the dinky resort next to that or near that area. So technically they're safe because they never said they were staying there.
Yeah.
But...
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like...
Social climbing?
Diba? Kasi like... wala lang. Parang it's just kind of weird. Why would you take a picture of yourself in a resort you're not
staying
in?
But also because of who posted that. That makes you think... Medyo may pagka...
Because you know that this person is capable of that also.
Hindi kasi mayroong tao naman na because it's a famous resort, they treat it as like a tourist spot. So even if they're not... booked there, you just want to have your picture taken there. Pero there's no intent of misleading
anyone.
Fool
people.
Rara Ulala says, when Whitney Houston died, one of my friends on Facebook posted, RIP Whitney Houston. Pero picture ni Oprah yung pinos.
Oh, that's racist.
Oh, that is so bad.
I think I actually saw this before.
That is so bad.
When Whitney Houston died.
Just say hello to Luis?
Hey, hello.
Hi, Luis.
Okay, he goes, remember, he was in Europe.
Yeah.
So he goes, oy ha, talagang nagpunta ako ng Paris.
We know you did.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
Bakit nung tinawagan kita, Luis, nadidinig ko sa background, sa Malamig!
Hindi natin daw siya sa community ng Filipinos.
Ah, okay.
In Paris.
Tapos meron, Kubaw, ilalim!
Tapos, sagu.
Sagu.
Gulamon.
Gulamon.
Sagu. Gulamon.
Bichon.
Hello to, he was asking us to do him a favor and greet brand manager Michelle Javelosa. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Of course, a greeting coming from your Greenwich Marketing Barcada.
Nice! Hello.
Also, quick hello to Elliot Villola, who is my batchmate in high school, and I think he knows who I was talking about earlier. So, hello.
Hello!
And quick hello to Ryan Alva, also tuned in, saying hello to the wife May and to the baby Reese.
Hello there. Jyoti says, a friend of mine posted, hi, I'm so busy. After 2 minutes, arg, so busy. After 3 minutes, busy bee.
Yung parang, if you have all that time to post, you're probably not that busy.
Soupy Wobby says, somebody posted, I need to drink milk because I can't poop. TMI lang.
Oh, that's a little too much.
Too much.
Could I just tell you something?
You can't poop?
Ew, I wouldn't do that. No. Nakalimutan ko sasabihin ko.
Tapos, ew, I wouldn't do that. I'm pooping too much.
Gross. No, I'm really loving chocolate milk drinks. Like, I can't tell you how much I love it. It feels like love.
You didn't feel like it?
Hala, you're naglilihi with chocolate milk.
I mean...
Your kid will be brown.
So? Finally, a kid that looks like me.
Cooper looks like you.
No, he doesn't.
He really,
no.
I don't think so.
When he smiles, he looks like you. He really does. And I'm not just saying this just so I can get, like, I don't know, freebies off of you or whatever. But seriously.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, for me, he's starting to look a little bit more Asian. A little bit.
Yeah, but not like Del.
But everyone says it.
I don't see it.
Baka say you see Del differently.
No naman.
Like a hag.
Kasi, bahag, bakis. And then, yung, like, our friend, diba? When she gave birth to your pamangkin. I mean, I saw that he looked like her initially.
Oh, right.
Because she started looking like more like your brother. He started looking more like your brother.
No, but I love chocolate milk drinks.
Yeah. Like, it's always been good.
I know, but I haven't taken that in years. And then one time we were at the grocery store and I got a small one. And then as I was, I opened it and then I started drinking. Before I even got to the car, I wanted more. And alam mo yung, di ba, once after you swallow the milk, Gino.
What?
Really, the word swallow makes you think of...
I love milk. That's why I remember the joy of drinking fresh milk.
Me too.
No, and then it would go down. And then... And then I love how there's just no talking to boys.
Go! Go for it.
And then you know when you do this.
I can't believe
you guys. I'm about to snow. No, when you try to taste the aftertaste. Ay, nako. I want new co-hosts. I want a change in time slot.
The aftertaste.
Hindi, ang
usually,
sarap.
Hindi gusto na tayo yun eh.
Bakit ikaw ba ayaw? No, it's like, ang sarap niya. Like, oh gosh, I wish I could drink this every day.
Yeah. Well, you could. But
you could.
No, I shouldn't. I really shouldn't.
You have the option to do so.
It has a lot of sugar.
Milk? Ah, kasi chocolate.
I
was thinking milk.
I think there's like a low-fat version of it.
Pero alam mo talaga, I really love yung milk ng States. It really tastes, it's less creamy.
Yes.
Pero it's, I don't know, like I could drink it like water.
Yeah, that's why they...
Super sarap!
That's why they do it that way. Like, in our house, we have this brand of milk. Mm-hmm. Do you know how... It's a huge, like little cartons in the States.
Yeah.
We buy 4 of those at a time.
Yeah.
Because it's taken like...
Super sarap! It doesn't taste like any like milk here in the... Kasi our milk is creamy eh.
Yes.
I like the creamy milk.
Well, masarap din. Pero meron din siyang appeal. Yung milk stays almost tasteless. Pero yeah. Ko, I like it.
That's why they drink it so much.
Have you ever had the urge to like sort of bathe in it?
Well, yeah. No, I
like parang drink yeah. it and then just sort of like
in yung mga milk spas ah oh,
pero not pure obviously your,
oh naman pure. Oh naman
may milk lang
tapos pero, parang while you're in the bathtub you start drinking
dila dila
it,
meron kang straw
very ano very Charlize Theron in ano Snow White and
oh, right
diba she got up from the bathtub na all white.
I would drink it from Charlize Theron.
Gladly. I bet you would.
Gladly.
Sarap lang talaga. Grabe.
Yep. Okay, and the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 stupid things people say on FB comes from Dai, you hypocrite.
What? Says.
When people do stuff like, hey, kunyari Del. Hey, at Delamar Arias. Diba crush mo si at Gino Killamore on a public status? Tapos nakatag din yung di ba crush mo si parang oh my gosh
seriously
hindi, pero kakahiya
actually medyo okay lang yun if it's a celebrity because you kind
of celebrity
you kind of expect
so ay hindi pala hindi okay
no like
ayaw niya
hindi okay ayoko don't do that.
And no, you kind of like okay like let's just say like Georgina Wilson or Ann Curtis or Casey Concepcion or whoever like so many people will
crush on them
na it's and it's kind okay. of like expected
oh, that
na
is
parang
true.
Like let's just say if I tweeted na para oh at Chico Garcia, diba you have a crush on Georgina Wilson. I'm sure she'll be like oh, okay, you know
okay
what I mean.
Lang,
but if it's somebody who's close to you,
or somebody na hindi naman ganun,
or an office mate, a new office mate,
or oh you know gosh. Na ayaw naman talaga niyang ilabas na parang.
Why would they do that?
Diba?
I'd unfriend them.
Although some people kasi do that then.
As a style.
For
a style.
You. Para.
Ay nako. But there. Okay, so keep sending in your entries. The top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Stupid Things People Say on FB.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
It's Radio RX93.1. You wanted to greet someone or...
No, he was just stretching. Okay.
I waved to Schneider.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like...
I just passed outside.
Oh, we'll greet Schneider na rin. Hi, Schneider.
Hello.
Hello, Schneider.
Sayang naman.
Christopher. All right. We've got our top 10 for today. Thank you to Rara Ulala for suggesting this. The top 10 stupid things people say on FB. Colombia. Yung ia-add ka ng random stranger. Tapos if you don't approve it, magko-comment sila ng wow, ang taray.
Snob or whatever.
Eh, parang, I don't know you. I reserve that right.
Actually, that's true.
Diba?
Tsaka it would be so nice if, especially on Facebook, that you really, the people who are your friends on Facebook are really the people you're close with.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And kasi sometimes naman talaga, let's face it, you're sometimes suntok sa buwan. Kasi a celebrity. Mm. Found them on Facebook. You try.
Pero
ako, I don't get mad
if they don't add you.
Kasi I kind of get it na parang, well yeah, you don't really know me, so it's understandable.
I don't want to let you in.
It's understandable. Yeah, exactly.
It's okay. I mean, try lang naman. Eh yung iba, nagagalit. And it's okay.
And it's optional.
It is.
It's the person's account, you know, so they get to decide what they want.
That is true. Yeah. Kiko Man Machine says, posts a picture labeled JWU. Just woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Pero obvious naman yung face naka-makeup at naka-blow dry na yung buhok. Kasi humiga lang na para maganda pa rin. I mean, a just woke up picture really looks like you just woke up.
Although there are some people who are
there
just gorgeous
when they
wake
lucky.
Pero kita mo pa rin na bagong gising sila talaga.
Yeah.
I mean, they're pretty, but they still look like they just woke up.
Yeah. Tsaka meron kasi
telltale signs.
Merong type ng hair na when you just, for girls at least, na it looks nice when they just woke up.
Mm-hmm. Eh, pero yung kunyari, yung parang naka-reband na yung naka-diretso yung buhok tas may
big curls sa baba.
Curls sa baba. Mahirap ayun.
You just know it's a lie. You know, remember Bianca was telling us about how she met Kate Beckinsale.
Yeah.
And she couldn't believe that she did not have a hairstylist with her on vacation because it just looked so perfect.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
How lucky.
Lucky, no? Lan Ray says, aanhin pa ang thank God it's Friday kung may pasok ko naman ng Saturday. I get that. Fishmark says, a mom once posted on her Facebook page, oh, pinatuli ko na si Junior kahapon. Ay sus, hirap hanapin ng doktor.
Oh
my God.
That's horrible
for your son.
And on a social networking site, come on, mothers.
Where it's immortalized forever.
Tsaka kahit bata siya, maaalala ng tao.
Tsaka you will have done your kid such a disservice.
Emotional damage.
Emotional scarring.
Oh my God.
I remember before.
He'll need therapy for that.
We were, you know, yung mga APE, annual physical exam, in our school. So, all boys school, di ba? We were all lined up outside of the doctor's. It's not really an office. It's more like, naglagay lang sila ng kurtina.
Yeah.
So you hear the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when it was one classmate's turn, the doctor goes, full voice, within earshot of the whole class. Ano ba yan? Ang liit-liit.
Oh.
Oh my gosh. And see, I remember it until now.
Yeah.
Kasi naalala ko kung sino
yun.
And
you're even seeing it on radio.
No, but I'm not saying who.
Yeah, but you're not saying who it is. Yeah.
Pero I think all my classmates would remember that. And it's like, oh my gosh, kawawa naman.
That's the worst.
And he never heard the end of it.
For sure.
Yeah.
I would transfer to a different school if alam mo yun, parang...
Grabe.
Can I just tell you this weird story?
Mabuti na lang cool siya. So, it didn't last that long. I mean, cool naman siya.
Well, this weird story is the yayas were telling me about a baby whom they saw, like, getting changed.
Yeah.
Whose diaper was getting changed.
Yeah.
And they were really saying... Mom, ang liit talaga.
Oh my God.
Mom, ang liit. And then it wasn't bastos.
Yeah,
It was like...
It's just a matter of fact. Like, if you see somebody with really small ears or really small feet.
Yeah. And it's like, oh my gosh, I wish he didn't do that. Because this kid will...
We'll grow up emotionally, like...
Feel bad.
Yeah. Oo nga.
Tapos he'll have like a whole Napoleonic complex thing going on.
Right?
Diba? And Mare says... you keep on posting provocative, sexy pictures. Tapos, magagalit ka naman pag may nag-comment ng bastos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. you kind of like, dapat you just take it in stride.
Oo, kasi...
Yung okay lang. Because you know you did post you know that, sexy pictures.
You know that you're asking for it.
So when somebody posts parang feeling mo parang bastos. Offensive, ano... Just
live
delete
with
it. Or yeah. delete it. Yeah. Diba?
My mom nga would always say before na parang... You know how some women like parang...
Wear
when they wear mini skirts.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, guys will look at your legs.
Yeah.
That's kind of why you wore the mini skirt in the first place.
Uh-oh.
And... Some women will find it. I mean, obviously, you don't naman stare at
May
it.
May limit naman.
May limit naman. And iba naman kasi yung bastusan talaga na nakatingin lang tas kulang na lang naglalaway pa and whatever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you see people glancing at your legs, obviously, that's gonna happen.
Yeah, because you're showing it.
Yeah.
What I don't like is, it's a picture of your face and then they say something bastos.
Ah, yeah.
Ah, yeah.
Because parang it was a little much. I mean,
pero wala, you can't. Meron talagang bastos eh.
Yeah, oh, I didn't erase it. I left it there, but it's like, ugh.
Because it speaks the man more of them.
Who
they are, more than, yeah.
Pollyanna says.
Can we just say hello to Carlo?
Hello, Carlo.
Carlo Navalo. Hi, it's been a while.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Pollyanna says, I once saw a status update that went, the doctors of Keme-Keme Hospital will shoulder all medical expenses of this dying kid if this photo gets 1 million likes. Obviously, it's not true. Second, if it were, parang shame on you na pwede mo naman palang gawin pag may 1 million
likes.
You have
to make it,
why do you have to, di ba? Why do you have to wait until
right,
ganyan?
Right, right.
But I really doubt if it's true. It's more like they just want, you know, a lot of likes for that photo.
Pretty sure.
It's obviously fake, di ba? I mean, if doctors could, they would.
Yeah.
We've seen a lot of doctors do that, di ba? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it's really true, pero, di ba, parang pinahamak mo pa yung mga doktor, di ba?
Right, that's right.
True. Not doing anything.
Saka sana,
you misrepresent them.
If it were true, the doctors would say so themselves.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And El Mitanyo says, I once saw a Facebook post from a 53-year-old lady on her timeline.
Same.
It went, virginity has left the building.
Oh!
Oh!
Oh my God.
That's a late bloomer.
I know, right? 53. And the top. Bottom top.
Who knows?
I know.
Bottom.
Oh, sige. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 stupid things people say on FB comes from Fat Kid Inside.
Fat Kid Inside says,
Girl 2 posts something. Okay. So Girl 1 goes, ang status niya, may nagpaparinig. Okay. Mm-hmm. Si Girl 2, biglang nag-status after that. May guilty.
Oh.
Diba? Kasi when you think about it,
nagpaparinigan lang kayo eh.
Obviously,
saka natamaan ka.
Both ka, saka both kayo
huli. You know.
Alam mo na, na you're talking about
each other. But it's still not being
said. Oh my gosh, that's such a girl thing
diba?
To do.
Yeah. Kasi if I posted something, tas, let's say about Gino, tas ikaw yung nag-react, parang may nagpaparinig. My status for you would be at Delamar, grabe, parang I'll make you kwento one of these days or something. Yung parang, kasi it's not you eh.
Uh-huh.
Pero kung si Gina yung nagsabi na may nagpaparinig, yun, di ba? Parang, may guilty. Di ba?
Away!
Wala na yun. Wala nang tago-tago. So the top 10 stupid things people say on FB. You still have a chance to send in your entries for one final batch. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag stupid things people say on FB.
All right, so we have another special guest in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We will get to know a girl who will do the show with Rico Robles this afternoon.
Exactly.
We've met Michelle already, but we have another girl who will try boarding with Rico.
Attempt
to sort of like stay with him.
Well, we want to introduce her to you guys so that you can watch for her and how the show will sound like by this afternoon.
We'll try to get to know her a little better.
A little better and introduce her to everybody. That happens in a little bit. But first, Manila's Hottest, RX93.1. We're dedicating this to our guest right now.
Mm-hmm.
We want to see you be brave.
When you're faced with your partner later on.
Yeah, you need to be prepared.
Actually, you need to be prepared. You need to be like, just... You need to learn how to just sort of shut off everything else.
I know that Rico is a handful. I already met him. So.
Oh, really? When did you... Okay, first of all, could you introduce yourself to everybody tuned in today?
Yes.
All right. Hello, Manila. This is Vanessa Aman. I'm from Cebu, and I'm trying this out for the first time, and let's see where this goes.
He's
Wait, you're
also
legitimately
from
Cebu.
From Cebu. Grew up there.
You understand?
Yeah, Cebuano.
Saka sa pagkasangi pangyayang karoon.
Pero,
pasayin na lang. Pero, pasayin na lang. Para
maglalaman. Malisod ko sa Tagalog. Ay, bro, splita.
Oh, no. It's the
invasion. Oh, no. Only Chico. Well, actually, Del understands Cebuano.
Okay, good. I understand.
Chico, I'm completely lost. Chico knows.
It's okay. He's got his little, you know, iPad. Parakatak.
All right, so you're from Cebu.
Yes, Lapu-Lapu City.
I love seafood.
Seafood too.
Wait, but what brings you to Manila?
So I've lived here for 2 years now, and I came here on vacation, actually.
Wow, that's a long vacation.
No.
2 years.
I came here to visit friends, and while I was here, it just so happened that my friend suggested I should try out for a commercial. It's going to be fun, it's easy money, all this. And I was like, no, I've never acted before, but that was the dream, you know, to be on the silver screen and everything. So I was like, you know, I do everything in my life twice, you know, why not? So then I did it, and my first audition, I got the job instantly. The shoot was within the week. The week after that, I got another shoot. So it went so well that when I went back to Cebu, I told my dad, I was like, so I made this much money, Dad. What am I going to do with it? And he goes, okay, so he's guess you're not going to stay here anymore. I packed
and he's like, be a model.
No, he wasn't really supportive because my mother was a professional model, an international model. And so he knows how hard it is.
And, who's your mom?
She's from Cebu and she modeled in Europe. So people in Manila don't really know her. But she used to model with Tweety de Leon. So her name is Queenie Malingin. But now she's a city councilor in Lapu-Lapu.
In Cebu.
Yeah, modern turned politician.
Wow.
She's got brains.
Well, you know, you do know that intelligence is passed on through the mother.
Oh, okay, because I was hoping my father, but I realized...
That's
mother.
A horrible thing to say to your mom.
No, my mother and my father is just a walking calculator. He can do numbers as if it's nothing, but I think it's a German thing.
A different kind of smart.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of smart that I always aim to be, but just happened to be like my mother. I'm a good talker.
So you're part German, is that right?
Yes, my father is German. My mother is Cebuana Spanish Chinese. So,
that's a lot.
Yeah. Halo, halo, Askal, I've heard it all.
So do you speak German?
Yes, fluent.
Chico has a
of course not.
An opening line that he says to all Germans.
Most probably it's like, I love you. Or
No.
Chico's actually quite the linguist.
Yeah, he's not a romantic.
Okay,
are you ready for it?
Ich bin einer Schlampe.
We don't say that on the radio, ladies and gentlemen. I am sorry.
What?
We are offline.
What? You know,
But he is.
That was very
good. That's a disclaimer.
Very good, very good.
Yeah, in the context of what you're trying to do in Germany, you know, people would know what you're trying to say.
Okay.
Wait, so have you thought of a radio name?
Oh, well, no, but I usually go as V, but then people usually say it's not a great name because then they call me Ate V, and that's already taken. You know, and
you do know who she is,
yeah.
Right?
And I'm not fond of stealing, so
not fond of stealing.
So you're gonna be with Rico later. I mean, have you known him long?
No, actually, I just met him last week.
Okay.
And first impressions, as far as first impressions go, what's on your mind?
He knows what to say around the right people. he's suave in his own way, you know, but I'm not buying what he's selling. So.
I like her already.
Okay, you know,
it's going to be interesting.
You know, when Michelle was here, she was like, you make it sound so bad. No, we just want you
to be emotionally
prepared. Because he's a handful.
Emotionally, mentally, verbally. Yeah. Do not fight back. It's radio.
No.
You should.
Fight back.
You should. I don't think we can tell you not to fight back. Look, you're
Cebuana. I thought I was supposed to behave and all that.
No, there's a way of fighting back.
That's
radio friendly.
Mm-hmm. No, but you know, you will be on your toes for sure when you're bored with Rico, and it's a good thing. It's a good
thing. Gotta be honest, I'm a little scared.
No, you're doing fine. I mean, we've been like on the air for about 4 minutes, and you're doing fine.
It's been 4 minutes.
Oh, right. That's how fun it is.
See how quick it is. And then, okay, do you expect anything going into it later? I mean, okay, knowing that Rico's a handful and whatever. I mean, is this your first time to ever be on air?
First time to ever be on air.
Wow. You don't sound like it at all.
Yeah, you don't sound nervous. You don't.
You sound comfortable.
You should have seen me in the bathroom earlier, hyperventilating.
You're the girl in the bathroom. I needed to pee.
You I'm took sorry. Her pee time away from her.
Yeah.
You know, bathroom time is a very, you know, sacred time. You gotta
yeah,
take
I
my
agree.
Time.
I'm the same. Like right before a really crucial moment in your life,
yeah.
you go to the bathroom to prep yourself. Mm. It's like putting on your armor.
I mentally talk to myself in the mirror because I can never actually do it. My friends, they say it motivates you to talk to yourself yeah. in the mirror, but I'm like, I kind of look stupid. So I tried to just tell myself in my head, I'm like, okay, you are secretly talking to yourself right now. So that's how I built
So you have conversations off. With yourself in front of the mirror without actually saying
words.
Anything.
Yeah, no words.
I can't do it.
And you think that looks so much better than actually talking to the mirror.
Yeah, I'm just staring at the mirror and just
It's like telepathy.
Frowning. Oh, wow. Exactly. Yeah. I got superpowers.
That's
mirror telepathy.
That's yeah. your name, yeah. Professora X.
Or V.
Oh, puede.
Ah, diba?
Professor
V. I'm going to teach you stuff.
All right, well, you are going to be on this afternoon,
yes.
and it's going to be fun. Radio, if anything, is fun.
Mm.
The, you know, it's a whole new world.
Just as long as your co-hosts aren't very bitchy, so.
Well, you guys have been nice. No, you guys have been on.
Oh, we haven't met.
No, because you're new.
I mean, you just met us.
You just met them. But
you
trust
know,
me.
The reason why Dell's nice to me is because I brought in chocolate milk.
She had brought, right? She bribed me with it. You know, I don't really make any decision on the show.
No, I just wanted the questions to be easier.
No, but the funny thing is, this is the brand I was talking about. Don't say it, but this is the brand. But I got the one in the
And box. All you had to do was say that you really wanted and, you know, you love to drink chocolate.
No, she said
I love
it
driving
like
around
love.
In a sports car.
She said it tasted... Oh, well, that's out of my budget.
You know, I really like these diamond stud earrings that are really... They're love.
Hmm.
Well, you know, one gift per person. Let's start like that. Let's
oh,
start
you
like
love
that.
The sports. I really love sports cars.
I
love.
Because I'm really a giver. Like, I love giving gifts to my friends. So
don't say that. I'm a giver. Don't say that.
I'm in the
bus.
G way. Parental guidance is not needed here.
It is. No.
Well,
think you know.
You're on the morning rush. Yes, it's needed.
think of like a German word, and then
okay.
put Mar at the end. That could be your name. Like Schnitzelmar.
Now I'm hungry.
Wienermar.
Wienermar.
Still hungry.
Wienermar.
Hungarianmar.
Even more hungry, but that's German. Not German.
German.
Sorry.
Like a German word. See, you could be Schnitzelmar. What do you think?
Yeah, I'll think about it. So how many languages do you speak?
Yeah.
I mean, your mom is...
I'm fluent in English and German.
Mm-hmm.
Conversational in Cebuano.
Mm-hmm.
And Conti Tagalog. And I had 3 years of Spanish, but that was a fail. So that was a bust.
Oh, ang ganda. Konti-konti Tagalog.
Konti-konti Tagalog.
Yeah. I was gonna follow that.
Uh-huh. You just showed us your
medyo.
Nako.
Oh,
nga, no. So what if, like, kunwari, later, see Rico just starts talking to you in straight out Tagalog?
But you understand. It's easy.
I understand more than I speak. So, yeah.
Let's
so, subukan natin na mag-usap tayo lahat ng Tagalog.
Sige nga, subukan natin. Tingnan namin kung naiintindihan mo.
Testing natin.
I understand that.
So, subukan na, hindi. Oo nga. Bibigyan ka namin ng teste.
Chico, ayun ka na naman eh. Pagsusulit.
Basta isa lang, hindi marami.
Sulit is speak.
No, pagsusulit.
Right?
Exam.
Right?
Exam.
No, exam.
Oh my gosh.
Isang pagsusulit.
I will learn things from you guys. If I stick around, I'll learn.
Kaya okay, mo bang mag-bus?
Oh, kaya! Oh, see?
Hindi mo pa alam kung ano yung kaya.
At least she's game.
Oh, nga. Kaya mo
yes,
bang?
Yes, person.
Eh kung sasabihin niya, kaya mo bang kumain ng bubog?
No.
Oh, oh, so you actually know what bubog is?
No.
Oh. It's broken shards of glass. Shards
well, depending
of glass.
On where you are.
Oh, yeah.
Bubog also means salamin.
Oh yeah, or bote.
Or bote.
In
bottle. Really?
Bottle. Yeah.
In Batangas, it's a bottle.
Oh.
Well, it looks like, you know,
I can catch up.
You're geared up for quite a show this afternoon with Rico. Good luck and
we wish
you'll
you all
it.
The luck.
Ding ding ding.
Good luck.
We always scare the girls, you know, just to it will make the show fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not scared.
And
so.
Actually people are asking if you have Twitter.
Yeah, so that they get to know you.
Hello. It's V_intransit. That's INTRANSIT. I'm always on the go. Here and there, left and right. I don't know where my home is. I am a home. Yeah. Be in transit.
No. Do you really
my explanation
not
know?
Oh, no. Do you really
She's
not?
A nomad.
Yeah,
you're a nomad.
Yeah. I make my home, so...
I don't know what to say.
This is not supposed to be a
what
sad
do you say
story.
To that?
It's not a sad story. But right. Yeah, I've been on my own for 3 years now, so and I'm doing good.
So which streets will they find you, like, sleeping? Or?
She's not homeless.
She's not homeless.
She's a nomad.
I'm from Mandaluyong. What's a labas?
Oh, wow, she actually knows the reference. Pwede.
So you guys can, actually, I walk around Mandaluyong a lot. A lot of people think it's weird that I take jeepneys and walk around the markets, but the ukay there is insane. So insane in a good way. So.
Do you drive a car?
No.
Okay, that's good.
I take tricycles and jeepneys, and then
you actually know more.
I'm sorry, but you will stand out when you
No, I'm undercover. You know, like in jeepneys, I put my fro down.
It's weird because the hair. You know, the first thing I said was there's a girl with big hair.
I have an afro, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you know,
how awkward is that later? It's a girl with big hair and a guy with no hair.
Later. You know, I told him I was willing to cut some off and share with him, but
no, keep your hair.
All right, well, good luck, and
thank you
again.
You can catch her later.
Yes, invite everybody to catch you and you're guesting
on Livewire.
Livewire.
All right, guys, check. Nervous. Check me and Rico out. See what happens. Ding, ding, ding in the ring. You know, it'll be my first time. 4 p.m. Don't miss it.
All right,
there you
go. Thank you.
Catcher, so you will be known heretofore as V.
Yes, so far.
So far.
So find something.
No ate.
No.
No governor.
Leave the ate.
Kuya na lang, kuya.
Oh my God, imagine if we had a show. It would be V and Gino.
Really?
Well, I'm just saying.
New girl laugh because I don't know.
So
I'm just,
what's my name? It's Gino.
So read it in a green way. You'll understand. Oh, yeah. V and then Gino. Oh.
What's green about that?
Okay, parental guidance is already out. So we're going to take this break and come right back with the final few minutes here on The Morning Rush.
Chico, Delamar, Gino. The Morning Rush.
The Morning Rush Top 10. Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today. Did you know that Del actually knows how to speak German?
No, I don't.
Yes, she does.
No, I don't.
I bet you speak more German than sausage. Than sausage. Than Schneider.
So what are you thinking, huh?
That is not true. I speak more sausage.
No, I think she speaks more German than you do.
I'm pretty sure you probably speak
more German than
Because
you
took lessons.
I do.
He doesn't speak a stitch of...
I probably
speak more Spanish than German, okay?
Oh, I don't know. I'm a little rusty. I don't know. I don't remember.
Say something. Say something to him. Oh, what's bitter?
Bitter?
Bitter. Not bitter. Bitter.
Oh, nga magandito ba? Yes. Bitter.
Bitter.
I have no clue.
Please.
Please.
Please. Bitter.
Please. Bratwurst.
Bratwurst. No, you have to... Bratwurst.
No! Don't say it like that.
Why? Diba? Parang Frankfurter.
No, they don't say that.
Avena.
So now we're like, are we in an Italian mode now?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you're going to
breakfast. Pasta. I speak a lot.
Bravo. You speak a lot, period. No languages, but you speak a lot.
Yes, I do. Okay, so here we go. Final batch. The top 10 stupid things people say on FB. And thank you. We're ending the show with... stupid things people say on FB. Trending number 3
nice.
In the Philippines.
Thank you. And thank you, Twitter, for refreshing.
Thank you. So let's start off with... let's start off with...
Can I just say this?
Yes.
I didn't know if V is still here, but... So Lady was saying... At V_intransit, is she officially the new RX DJ? And sabi ng hair ni Alvin is curly.
I know.
She's got curly hair.
Super curly.
Right.
Very curly.
Amazingly curly. Like, she calls it a fro.
A fro,
work
right.
It, girl.
What?
You know, just I want to see Alvin and V in a picture, right?
Oh my gosh. It would be an explosion of curls.
Mm-hmm. Kulot, kulot.
Wow.
Kulot, kulot.
Okay, that would be interesting. Ezron Walker says, the top 10 stupid things people say on FB. There's nothing wrong with being religious. Pero I guess when it's all about, you know, it becomes a little bit too much for some people. Because if you're all into that, then there's no problem.
Yeah, no problem. I think it's the same thing with if your account is all selfies or all...
Because if you're hot, it's okay.
Or if you're a celebrity.
Or if you're a celebrity, di ba?
Hindi, parang it's just like it's nakakasawa sometimes.
Yeah.
Because you want to see a variation of the things that are in your life. It's if it's all one thing.
Yeah.
Sometimes you go,
especially sa Facebook. Kasi Instagram, it's okay kung puro sexy pics.
Pwede.
Ako hindi ako nagsasawa. So.
Okay.
Certain celebs. Certain celebs.
So I
thank you.
Who shall heretofore be unnamed, I don't mind.
You know, you can just check Chico's.
No, I don't like them. I mean, I don't.
You don't
no,
hit the like button.
No,
that way you don't
no,
get
no,
caught
no.
with the
no,
activity.
No, following, but you are following.
I'm following. Pero
how
I,
many people do you follow on?
Let's see right
I
now.
I screen cap. I screen cap a lot. I screen cap a lot.
A lot. Wow.
And
the 270. Yeah, which 270. One do you crush? How many do you crush?
270? 270? 270? Following?
He follows 270.
Uh-huh.
Well.
How many are my following?
Oh, nga, no.
224. Hey, I haven't followed Schneider. Wait, let me look for you.
And
okay, next.
Ezron. No. Crocky Croc Croc. When people put deep poetic captions, selfies lang naman yung pictures. Yung parang, what's the connection of, let's say, yung parang, I don't know, give me a poetic caption. Time is gold. Something deeper.
So you know that that's always your go-to
I
line?
I know, right?
Why do you do that?
No, give me one. Like, something like that's really, like, deep.
Sorry, I'm all shallow.
Tapos biglang selfie. Parang, what's the connection?
Why? Pero maraming ganon.
Maraming ganon.
Maraming ganon.
And also, okay, R.D. Jamera says, or better known as my husband's lover, yung hindi sa kanila, yung throwback Thursday picture nila. Kasi that's the rule. You have to be part of the...
See, that's what I find so unfair.
What?
Kasi sometimes, huwag nyo lang kasama.
Hindi. Kasi basta nandun ako, throwback picture ko yun. You're ano lang, you're like casualty.
I'm collateral damage. Yes. That's what I am.
Yes, through the years, the hairdos.
Do you realize that collateral damage, the initial is CD, which is also Chico and Del.
Oh, nga, no? Collateral damage.
How ironic.
Hi.
That's cool. Huh.
Just like Chris Schneider, CS, cesarean section.
Which I had.
Which he had. There's a
See
collection.
How this all...
And
yeah.
C and D, Chris and Delamore.
Oh,
opened it in. But you're not Chris. Do people call you Chris? Is it just Schneider on your radio thing?
No, radio Schneider.
Yeah.
I guess the public calls me Schneider now too, but
yeah,
more of a
yeah.
family calls me Chris still.
Dapat tope.
And my mom. Toper!
Tope.
Toper. Talaga yung toper. Toper.
Tope. Tope. And also, Ezron says, yung laging status check-in sa gym. Ayaw naman ipakita yung results. Nox.
Mm-hmm.
It's true. Mm-hmm.
Kailangan pakita mo. You show your abs to the world.
Diba? Be proud.
Be proud. And,
I guess, I wonder if I would show my abs if I had abs.
I would if I had them. Even my pecs. Both of them. No, I mean like if I had big pecs.
I have them. I don't show them.
No, I would. I would.
You
Why
would.
Not?
See, therein Why lies not? The difference between you and I.
And also, let's see here. Let's see. Okay, Jakunanan says, when people say, guys, I'll be deactivating my account. I'm going to miss all of you. Parang, if you're going, just go.
Just do it.
Why the need to announce to everyone that I'm leaving Facebook?
It's and as if know, they want you to, if they want you to stop them.
Yeah, and you know what's annoying? When they deactivate their account and they come back a week later and say, I'm back.
Yeah.
That's happened like multiple times. So.
Hey, I didn't do that multiple times. And it didn't take me a week. It took
so
me
quick.
Months.
So quick to...
No, it was months.
Like no, I mean just... so quick to react.
Yeah.
Okay.
So quick to react.
That one I can't deny.
Yes, she did.
I did.
It's because something quote-unquote happened.
Oh, shut up. Ikaw, you shut
and
up.
She deactivated.
Oh, really?
I want a new co-host.
And also,
hello, baka mamaya I do, no? I get one.
Adariel says,
ayoko!
Ayaw mo sa akin?
Ayoko!
Like, just like Cooper. Every time I say, hi Cooper, ayaw. Ayaw.
No! I want to beat these two first, and then I'll do the show with you. Yeah. I want to beat these two.
Do you want to beat us?
No. What fashion? Chico and Gino. Ay, grabe! Ay, nako!
To beat you up. To beat you up.
It's like Gino never left. Is that the green chair? That could be the green chair.
The green
people
chair.
Who sit there tend to be green.
Mm-mm. Green.
Adariel says, people, I mean, yung mga plastic na tao, nagbabashan sila na plastic sila. Eh, pareho naman silang plastic. So, si plastic one goes, plastic! So, sabi ni plastic two, plastic ka!
But I think everybody, to an extent, is plastic.
How else about
I mean, because there are some things that we're really not supposed to say out loud.
Yeah.
So you're forced to hide how you feel.
Oh, that's true.
So to a certain extent.
Hey, what's wrong with this, huh?
What?
Mark Reyes says, wow, these two male DJs of RX are giggling like girls talking about Superman's chest hair. Well, it is kind of.
You guys are talking about my chest hair.
You're not Superman.
No, because the way
Schneider.
The way they're spaced.
That's what the S stands for.
No, because earlier today we were talking about Man of Steel, so Gino and Chico were talking about it, and they were like girls.
No, it's like you know how like guys would like compare cars.
Uh-huh.
Also, same thing. If you see his chest hair, it's like as if they were like artfully spaced.
I'm not like, gonna lie, perfect. Like props to Henry Cavill for getting buff for Superman because he's got a really nice like body. Yeah, that a lot of guys want to aspire to now.
Mm-mm. Aspire to.
Yeah.
Aspire to.
Unlike Chico, there's different things.
No, but it's really like.
Well, you know, I wouldn't put
impressive.
It past Hollywood to do that. Because they really do fix everything. They won't let it just. It's not natural.
No, I see yung mga paparazzi pictures. Of course, he's clothed. Pero you can see that there's something there.
Well, yeah, he's got hair. A treasure.
There's treasure.
Treasure.
Underneath.
According
the clothes,
to Bruno Mars, treasure.
Treasure.
There is treasure. I just there wait is, till you watch it.
There is pleasure in treasure.
Exactly. Alright, the last two. Amherst Urain. Anything that starts with the following statements. I don't want to start an argument, but. Isa pa, I hate to be the one to tell you this, but.
But.
I don't mean to be rude,
but.
Okay. Yeah, and the top stupid things people say on FB comes from OMGN.
OMGN says.
A friend posted, I find it so cute when ugly people find love. This bitchy girl posted that. So, first comment. So, who's the lucky guy? Oh my gosh. But she deserves it.
Yeah, you deserve it. I mean, you do deserve it.
To say, like, I find it so cute when ugly people find love.
That just knocks you down.
So, you go like, wow, congrats. Who's the lucky guy?
Oh, gosh.
Ooh. What about us?
Oh, it has to be a post.
Yeah. Oo nga, no?
It has to be a post or behavior.
Hmm. Stupid things people say on FB. Huh. Well, okay, a lot of people, let me just qualify this. A lot of people sent entries na parang they're so annoyed when people use hashtags on Facebook.
But now it's part
but
of it.
But now
it's
part of it.
It's
they're,
part of it.
They're integrating hashtags.
You could hashtag now on Facebook?
Now on Facebook. They're taking their cue from Twitter.
But also, like, Astro Boy sent us the link.
You know why it sort of makes sense? Because a lot of people already
link
their Twitter with Facebook. So it kind of makes sense. That's why a lot of people... When I posted on Instagram, I compose it the way it would come out on Twitter. Mm-hmm. So obviously there will be hashtags. So since I linked my Instagram to both Twitter and Facebook, it'll also come out on Facebook.
Mm.
So it makes sense that they'll incorporate hashtags.
Okay, stupid things that people post on Facebook. It's a lot like what, you know, when you post on Twitter or Instagram something you like.
Yeah.
And then they immediately go, oh, but this is better.
Mm.
But that's you. Even if it's true, but maybe that's also a matter of taste. Maybe to you that's better, but to me it isn't.
Yeah.
So it's like, I didn't say that that is not better.
It's the
better.
Only thing that's
yeah,
nice.
I'm just saying I'm here, or I ate this.
And I like it.
And I like it. Again, but then you say, some people will say that, like, hey, try the blank as well.
As
it's really
well.
Good.
And you don't feel bad.
And you don't feel bad. But then there are people who you feel like, parang epa lang.
Yeah. At saka, oh, I like the ano. I mean, not I like, but one thing that also annoys me is when yung mga parinig is okay for me. But when ang parinig nila is isa kang duwag, tas walang name. Parang, isn't that also cowardly? The fact that you don't want to say who it is,
right?
Nagpaparinig too. So.
Oh, I'll send that out to whoever texted me.
I read.
Remember
yeah,
that
yeah.
text?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a coward.
Pero at least yun, hindi mo talaga alam kasi who it is.
Yeah, I don't know who it is. Exactly. Mm. Who is? Do you have an answer, Schneider, since you're, you know...
Yes. You know what I find annoying on Facebook? When people post that they're going on diets and they post photos of the food that they eat. And then when the
one after the other.
The next time I see them, they got bigger.
Like, no.
They're like, so you're hiding it, that you're technically going on this diet. Uh-huh. But you're really snacking in the middle of the night, but you're not posting that part, huh? That's
right.
That's annoying.
Then follow me na lang. Guilty pala. No?
At least ikaw pa yan. No, and then these girls always complain. Oh
I'm so
my
fat.
Gosh, I'm getting so fat. Right. Oh, what am I going to do with my life? I need to work out, but I just don't have time because I'm always in bed laying.
Or you're always eating.
Or
that's
that.
Why you don't have
or
time.
Or you're in bed eating.
I, that's not a good idea.
I do that.
You might get ipis. Her ants.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
How brave.
Yeah.
Oh, how brave.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh. Okay, we gotta go.
We have to go.
All right, we'll see you guys tomorrow.
We'll see
have
you.
Have fun. Have a fun Thursday. And if you're going to post a throwback Thursday picture, please post your own, okay?
I will. You just happened to be there.
Damn it. Collateral right. damage. Bye, guys.
I'll be the same.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino, RX 93.1.